All right, let's pray and we'll get started. Dear Yah, we just come to you right now. We just acknowledge you as our Most High God. And right now we seek your wisdom. And we thank you for your presence. And we just declare that the understanding that you give us on the night, that we will put it into action and we'll live it to the best of our ability. Just continue to lead and guide us in all truth, because it is our desire to be pleasing to you. We just honor you for all things. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. All right. We'll continue back over in the New Testament. Y'all remember the last book we stopped on? Was it Matthew 5? Is Matthew 5? It's been a few weeks now. I know we're dealing with Matthew 5. I think we may be in Matthew chapter 6. Yeah. So we'll start in Matthew chapter 6. I've been getting just kind of take a little detour. I've been getting a lot of responses from the lesson that we dealt with in Sabbath service. That was titled "Know Thyself," and I'm getting quite a bit of feedback, and people are responding in a positive way, and just being thankful for the understanding and saying that they have passed that information to others, as many as they can, and I believe. I believe in doing so, it just caused us to be, just strengthened from the knowledge of, of who we are and things like that. It's just so much information that comes to me. People are always sending me stuff. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff that come to me on a daily basis, and I'll look through the material and then I'll respond. I respond at times, and it's so much information out there. I mean, man, it's when you look at the days that we're living in, it's just so much information that's out there that is that sounds good, but yet it's so. It's so deceiving and off base, and it's just a lot of things that are associated with that, and if we're not careful, it'll even having us not only questioning who we are, but we'll question God Himself, and we, we have got to, sell that issue and get to the point to where we're able to discern between good and evil from all these, this information highway that's out there. And it's just so much stuff that's going on, and we're being bombarded on a daily basis with all kinds of false information that's designed to bring about fear, and you get all these people who are, who have their twist on things and different things like that, and with that in mind, when we deal with certain things and it's so different than what people are accustomed to, then they start viewing us as trying to change the change things, and well, that's your interpretation and all these kind of things. And I just know that Yah has given us he's given us full proof on how to look at these scriptures and understand them. And if we follow his method, then we won't make mistakes. And just for the sake of conversation, if we do, somewhere along the line, you know, Yah will allow us to see certain scriptures that'll make us go back and say, wait a minute, let's go back and take a look at this and understand some things a little bit more clearer. I remember the first time I wrote about John chapter 1. John chapter 1 is, you know, and we've dealt with it time and time again, but John chapter 1, when Yah revealed to me how to see it and to understand it, it was a simple thing that was misunderstood, and that simple thing turned it into a big issue, and really took away from the glory of Yah, and then how Yah revealed Himself, and then how He revealed the Son in John chapter 1, how He revealed Christ in John chapter 1, and it was just so simple, but yet, I have to admit, because I had been so programmed with seeing things the way that it was traditionally taught, I had to bag away from my writing for a while, because when I was writing John chapter 1, just to give people an understanding of what it was, I found myself wrestling with tradition. And so as I was wrestling with that tradition, I said, well, let me just put this writing down and not touch it. And there are some things that you're showing me, but at the same time, it's such years and generations of dealing with John chapter 1 from this traditional standpoint that I have to allow you to teach me from the precepts. And so in doing so, and we'll come back to Matthew 6, but, you know, I don't run nothing, so I just follow. I just follow how He leads. So and we'll just keep Matthew chapter 6 up, just kind of show you in reference to what I'm talking about, how important it is to make sure that we're doing this rightly. And y'all know how this goes. In the beginning was the Word, to write the screen, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning with Yah. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The light was the light of men. And the light, verse 5, shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from Yah whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, referring to John, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9 said, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So you get to verse 10, especially into all these other verses, and you get to verse 10, it'll have us ahead of ourselves, and we'll look at all this and say, well, this is talking about Christ, and that's what you see, the religion or the tradition that's associated with that, where it says in the beginning was the Word, there, and then religion says Christ. And the Word Christ was with God, and the Word Christ was God. And then they go down explaining that, because in verse 10, they only understood Christ coming to His own, because you see that in the New Testament. But when you go to the Old Testament, you see that God also came to His own. He came to His own chosen people. He revealed Himself to his chosen people, and his chosen people rejected him. The same as verse 10. And so when when we start looking at these things, again, verse 10 says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Yah has always been in fellowship in some form or another with man throughout the entire scriptures. But because of the mindset of tradition and how things have been taught, based upon the traditions of men, then it is hard to comprehend that God himself fellowship with man. But yet you can go to the Old Testament and see it all throughout the scriptures. Yah appeared to our nation and manifested himself and revealed his covenant and all these different things. But when you look at it, as far as mankind is concerned, he has always been rejected in one form or another. And when you look at our nation, we specifically, rejected him. And so all these things dealing with verse 1 all the way up until you get to verse 14, where it reveals that word become flesh. All that's dealing with Yah himself. But yet, because people have a hard time understanding that Yah is a relationship God who has always revealed himself to his creation. Because that's hard for us to understand, then we only conclude that Christ is manifested, the manifested presence of God revealing himself to mankind. And instead of understanding that he's the express image of the Father to reveal himself to mankind. In other words, Christ is the avenue that calls us to see God. And so, these things are just difficult for people to understand. And so, as a result of it, everything is just off course, and people are open to just, hearing and accepting and believing all kinds of things. But when you start revealing to them what the scriptures truly says, then that's when there is backlash. It amazes me how many people are so accepting of information that is suspect, but yet when you reveal truth to them, they'll fight you tooth and nail. They'll fight you to the finish because of it. And and I encounter this quite a bit, in my daily walk. I encounter this on a daily basis in one facet or another. And there's just so much information that is out there. And it just makes you wonder, man, what is it going to take to get us as the preachers and teachers of the gospel to all get on the same page?
I mean, from that perspective, though, ain't that an indication that they're not on the same page with y'all? Because, I mean, according to the scripture say, my sheep know my voice, right? So, I mean, if you giving the truth that y'all is giving you and people refute you on that and they don't bear witness to them, isn't that an indication that they're not on the same page with what y'all is doing?
But that's the thing, though. It is like, it is, for lack of a better way to put this, it's like it's that way on both sides of the fence. The one who actually are carriers of the false doctrine actually believe we carrying it.
Right.
And so they'll they have the same comment that we ain't that we not being led by God. And
I'm not disputing that part. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we gonna see who God's God.
Right.
I mean, so I'm not disputing that piece, but I mean, from that context, though, I mean, you know, obviously God settled that piece. I mean,
yeah, it does.
We can't settle that part, right? Mm-hmm. But from that context, though, it's for us to be on the same page. You know, each individual has to be on the same page with God. Otherwise, you ain't gonna be on the same page. Mm-hmm.
And so my my challenge is this, and I say challenge for lack of a better word to express it. My challenge is this, and I don't really feel comfortable saying this, but it's the only way I can express it right now. My challenge is this: if truth be truth, whether is what he's revealing here or not, just to stay balanced. Let's say if he's not, then I am confident enough and secure enough, and I love y'all enough to say judge this here teaching, because the goal is not to be misleading and to be deceiving and to cause people to go astray. Now, I said it that way because I'm finna bring about the word again that I said, for lack of a better way to put it. I now challenge, and I lay it out before y'all, and I say, okay, if truth be truth, regardless of which side the fence is on, taking myself out of it and being neutral. If truth be truth, regardless of what side the fence is on, whether it's what we're saying or if it's what others are teaching, if truth be truth, then it is time for there to be signs and wonders and judgments to confirm it. We're in a time frame now where there's so much information out there that y'all, I'm saying this to y'all, but I'm saying it in front of all, I'm saying it in the presence of all of, I'm saying it to all of us in the presence of y'all. I'll say it that way. We are at a critical time in the history of mankind, and I believe, without a doubt, that truth is the only thing that's going to prevail. And with that in mind, my challenge today is, if truth, whichever side of the fence that truth is on, whether we're telling it or somebody else is telling it, bring about the necessary signs, wonders, and also judgment to make all of us that's claiming to walk in truth either know that we are or know that we need to be. In other words, it's the time is out for just preaching alone, for lack of a better way to express it, for just preaching messages and just preaching as we just get along, and because it is critical now. It's so much. I keep saying this, and I'm gonna keep saying it. It's so much information out there that something, you know, who was it? Elijah said, "How long are we gonna haul between two opinions? If God be God, follow Him. If Baal be God, then follow Baal." It is time for Yah to either back up what we're saying or to correct us based upon what we're saying. I'm being neutral now. Or, again, it's time for Him to back up what we're saying and correct those who are not saying what we're saying. In other words, I'm standing neutral and saying if truth be truth, then Yah manifests signs, wonders, and judgment to confirm that truth is truth. Because there are so many people, and you know, so many people, preachers, whatever, and so many churches that have all these things going on today. And then you got people that's on the outside coming up with information. And there's such a discredit to the things of the kingdom that, you know, I've been kind of a little bit frustrated about it. You know, because when it comes down to the things of Yah, I have this zeal about it, and I have this passion about it, and people can make people who don't understand my love for Yah can make can misjudge me and think that maybe I'm coming across selfish or saying you got to see it my way and things like that. I believe there's only one truth, and it's my sincere hope to walk in it and to teach it, and I don't desire to be a part of anything other than truth. And so because of that, when I encounter information that doesn't line up with I'm not going to say it doesn't line up with what I understand, doesn't line up with what the scripture reveals to be true, then I stand up for it. But when I stand up for it, a lot of time there are people who don't understand that will say, well, see, you just see it that your way. And so what I'm saying now, the challenge is when people make those kind of statements, if it's truth, then signs, wonders, and judgment follow that. We're in a time frame where Yah is not going to allow me or anyone else to get away with how they handle His word. Now we got to handle it according to the way Yah meant for it to be taught, understood, so that we all can strive for perfection in Him.
Go ahead. So I have a couple of comments. So it sounds like to me what you're saying is it's almost like it's time out for unity for the sake of unity. If that unity is not, if being on the same page with Yah is not the focus of that unity, it's irrelevant.
Yes.
So with that being said, we shouldn't have a problem with being divisive if that divisiveness is making a stand for what is true kingdom.
Right.
With that being said, though, it sounds like to me that the delineating factor that will set us apart is to put our livelihood on the line when it comes to the issues that we believe, or we know Yah is saying and is leading as it pertains to the scripture, right? So mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people will say a lot of things in a lot of forums. Mm-hmm. But when it comes time for them to, for example, put their life on the line, they ain't willing to do that. Mm-hmm. They ain't willing to take that stand because they may believe it, but they don't have enough conviction to put their life on the line behind what they believe. Right? So I feel like if you truly believe and God is leading you something, one, if your heart is right behind it and you're wrong, then God will help you get it right. You see what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. but by the same token, if you're willing to put your life on the line, there are things that will those signs and wonders will follow, because if a person is willing to come at you and you willing to stand with that kind of conviction and let y'all judge between the two, then that's going to make a lot of people, one, on the outside looking in, realize the seriousness of it and then see the results if y'all judge. And then, two, for a person who ain't 100% believing what they believe, they ain't willing to put their neck on a chopping block for something that they don't feel 100% conviction on. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing about it. Make sure your phone's on mute. And that's the thing about it. There is no, it's like there is no, and I'm speaking in general. It's like there is no conviction to make sure that we're standing in truth. It's like when people grab the scriptures and they start to teach these scriptures, it's like there's no caution associated with it. It's like I'm gonna say whatever I have to say, and if I get it wrong, you know, Lord bless me, you know, anyhow, Lord, you know, Lord is a merciful God, all those type of things. But I have to admit that my approach is different because of the seriousness of this position, and because of the importance of making sure that the truth is being revealed. I approach the scriptures with caution, and at the same time, the approach is with the mindset of if I'm going astray, then I need to be corrected, and if I rebel against correction, then treat me like you treat any other heathen. But there's a difference in the mindset of people nowadays. They'll say anything. They'll say anything, and they'll do anything. It's like there's no conviction of the things that they stand in the pulpit and say, you know, get $20 and the Lord gonna bless you, you know, get your house, you know, just anything that's associated with any form of the scriptures. And they, you know, they come to their own conclusion, and because of the position that people hold, you know, or the things that they have, you know, as far as the churches, church buildings, different things like that, people conclude that it must be God.
Is it possible that because there was no standard out there that you know, we all allow those things to happen, but as we come into the knowledge and we start to line up and we start to make these, see these issues and then start to pray regarding these things, that those consequences will start to come for those that just do it lightly?
He said, you know, Paul said in reference to Timothy, there would come a time when these things would take place. You know, people would endure sound doctrine and things like that. We're living in those, you know, we're living in the days. It just even amazes me how there's so much deception and people will believe anything to the point to where, you know, they can come on the news and say something tonight and people will just take it for face value. And it just shows how there's no there's no discernment between good and evil, to the point to where you know, good can be evil spoken of and evil can be good spoken of. And what I'm saying now is that I'm seeking Yah to draw this line in the sand. And I'm saying, okay, you know, we are a ministry who want to walk in divine truth, walk in divine understanding, walk in the divine will of Yah. And if it's going to take if it's going to take him straightening us out in order for that to take place, then judgment must first begin in the household of Yah. I'm looking forward to that taking place. Now, on the other hand, because I said I was being neutral, if we are, and I believe that we are, if we are teaching truth, then signs, wonders, and judgment will happen as a result of it. I believe the mere fact that we're discussing this, Yah is drawing the line in the sand. People are so comfortable with this walk, and there are things coming down the road here soon that's going to take people off their, you know, out of their comfort zone to the highest degree. But and that's part of the judgment. But what I'm saying at this point is that when these things happen and start to happen to its fullest, then signs and wonders and judgment has to follow those that are teaching this truth. There has to be a divining line somewhere. And I believe this is the time. And that's why we're discussing it. I thought about something that you had made a reference to when you said on yesterday. I think it was yesterday. You was talking about how there was a wreck. One of the buses, Mesquite school buses, was had kids on it, had a wreck at Interstate 30 and 635. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were saying? And you was like, you said, well, you know, fortunately, no one was hurt. And then you also made a statement. You said, "Ooh, that's why I'm concerned about my, you know, about my kids riding the bus." You know, and do you remember my response? What I said to you? Mm-hmm. Tell everyone what I said to you. What I said to you, but say it loud enough where they can hear you clearly.
You said because they're on the bus, it would have never happened.
And so, basically, in a nutshell, what I was saying is in reference to what I'm saying now. If we teach in truth, then there are things. I spoke a sign, wonder, and a miracle. I was saying, Tony's not here. Dan, you remember? I don't know if you heard me say this or not. In reference to us getting on the plane going to Las Vegas. I don't know if I said it to you, but I think I did. I said it to Tanya. Some we was having a conversation, and I was like, "This
can't die,
huh?"
I said, "You said you can't die."
Well, that was another conversation because I'm talking about divine will. But one of the things that I said when I got on the plane, I said, "This is the safest plane that exists."
You told me that when I went to New York, and it was my first flight.
Yeah. Because I be speaking based upon knowing the fact that when we're walking in divine truth, that our mind have to be shaped. If you notice, y'all, when I pray, how do I pray? Okay, before we start the lesson, okay, just paraphrasing, you know, Father, thank you for your presence. Right now we seek wisdom and understanding, that we put that wisdom and understanding into action. That when truth is revealed, we now activate it. It is now active from that point on. And that's my goal, that every time we do a lesson, that we walk out of here being active with what we heard. We're being active. Now, truth can be revealed, but at the same time, we still have to activate it. We, you know, faith without works is dead. We still have to activate it or we don't benefit. So using Delaney as an example from what I said to her when she took her first flight, you know, by herself. But and then also to look at how I felt when I got on the plane. I was like, this is the safest plane that exists because there is somebody on it who is activated, who is active with what truth is. And because I'm active, My position of being active makes everybody safe around me. Yes.
Another example is like when we had that real bad snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was pretty much affected by it, but our neighborhood, we live in here. No one, just people that don't even have a walkway. Yeah, this whole street was protected.
In other words, people benefited. In other words, signs, wonders, and judgment happen on this street because in that particular situation, we were standing active on the word that was on the word that's being taught, and so I'm saying this in order for us to understand why I'm coming at you at this angle. So I'm petitioning Yah now. I'm saying challenge, for lack of a better word, but I'm petitioning Yah. That's what it really is. I'm petitioning Yah by saying, okay, Yah, if we stand in truth, then let it manifest actively in our lives as we adhere to it and move up on it. It's time out for the word being dormant now. Okay? If we're walking in the understanding, if we're teaching truth, then let it be active. Let people see that there is something different that's going on with this ministry, because we are activating all the things that we're coming into understanding of. And Yah is saying, because you're walking in this divine truth and because you're hearing the things that I'm revealing, and you're teaching these things, and you're teaching it precept upon precept, line upon line, then I am going to allow signs and wonders and judgments follow what you're experiencing. It got to be something to this. And he just gave me a scripture. Go to it. When Christ was dealing with these disciples, let's just pull it up here. You know, you think you're going to start out someplace and y'all just be like, boy, I'm going to change this whole lesson up. So, Mark 16, verse 17. This is an example of what I'm talking about. Okay. Mark 16, verse 17 said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues, as languages. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, that ain't telling us we can go around picking up snakes like some churches do. Here, drinking poison. It ain't saying that. I said, no, that's tempting then. You know, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I got a testimony from Sonya. I'm telling her business. She laid a hand on her son and she said he got hot as I don't know what. And then he said when he prayed, he would get hot. That's the presence of Yah. Every time he come up on me, I get hot and get to sweating, and boy, before you know it, you know, it's the presence of Yah. It changed the temperature, you know, when the presence of Yah show up. And so these things, even when you look at what Christ said, he gave examples of what happens or signs that follow them that believe. He gave this list, but it's not limited to that. Now, when we look at signs here, it says signs. It says an indication. We're going to go back and look at 4591. It says an indication, especially supernaturally, miracle, token, wonder. If we're teaching truth, I keep throwing that out as a condition because, again, I'm sitting on the fence on this. And I'm saying if somebody else teaching truth, then signs should follow them. If we're teaching truth, then signs should follow them, follow us. In other words, wherever truth is being taught, I'm saying, Yah, let your miracles follow it. You said it in your word. Christ, the Son, who is the express image of you, said it. So he said it, and he said, I don't do anything unless my Father give it to me. So he said it, so you said it. So since you said it, then what I'm coming to you with now, the petition, I said challenge, but I like the word petition better, you know. I don't feel comfortable challenging my God. I did that before, and it didn't work. When I told him, you know, I was going to play football, and he said he was going to preach, that was a challenge. And I know I don't ever win a challenge when it comes to y'all. But I'm petitioning him and saying, okay, if we teach truth now, we want it's time for some signs. That's what the word says. If we believe and we teach truth, then you know, there are signs to follow. Same way in the Old Testament, Elijah was like, how long are we going to haul between two opinions? Okay, let's see who God is. God, you know, whichever God lick up this, you know, call fire down from heaven, whichever God burn this up is God. And God just showed out with a sign, you know, manifesting because Elijah stood on truth. Well, I'm saying we're ready for that. I believe that we are teaching precept upon precept, line upon line. Thus, signs should follow us because we are believers. We are activating the truth and we are teaching truth. And yeah, it's not what people are traditionally accustomed to, but we have looked at the precept upon precept, line upon line, and everything that we've said, we're able to show it in the scripture. Now I'm saying, okay, y'all, now let's make a clear dividing line. Don't allow me to get away with false doctrine. Now, don't allow other men and women to get away with false doctrine. Manifest, and the way that I petition him to not allow it is let signs and wonders follow the truth. Now, we know that the enemy can jump out there and do some false stuff, you know. When Moses threw down his snake, them doggone sorcerers threw down the wise men, and all them threw down their snakes too. You know, threw down their rod and it became a snake too. So we know that there's some false information out there. But at the same time, the Bible said that Moses' rod ate theirs. In other words, when truth, or when Yah is bagging up truth with signs and wonders, that is the high standard of signs and wonders, and it can't be imitated.
You just say Yah's signs overpowered theirs, because even yes, when Elijah challenging the false prophets, you know, his fire came down. He burned up his water and their water too. Right? Yeah.
They would put water all around the water. Y'all licked up the water from around everything. He said, "Wet it down." You know, it's time now. It's time. This system, go ahead.
Yeah. Do we have to have that understanding for those things to start to manifest? You know what I mean? Like, and I know me and you talked the other day, and we were talking about, okay, the distinction between, you know, those people that are following Yah and those people that ain't following Yah. Clearly, Yah makes a distinction in those things, right? Mm-hmm. So is this a part of knowing who you are and having an expectation mm-hmm. for those things to start to manifest?
Like what we discussed. What was it, last Monday night? Like we discussed Monday night, just because somebody hollering Jesus don't mean they our brother. What I'm learning to do is not to call a preacher my brother because he's a preacher. Christ made it clear. They said, hey, your family out there looking for you. He said, them that obey the will of my Father is my mother, is my brother, is my sister. So So just because there's a preacher or they're identified as a Christian and say that they believe in Jesus, if we ain't on the same path of this truth that I'm talking about, you are not my brother. You are an enemy.
Which go back to what I was saying earlier about it's time out for unity for the sake of unity. If that unity ain't on the same page with what Yah truly is saying and doing, that unity is a hindrance. It really is. Like, because all it's doing is allowing the truth to be watered down with something because you're willing to accept the unity from somebody who ain't willing to accept the truth for the sake of that unity.
Mm-hmm.
So, thus, when Christ comes to say, you know, I didn't come to bring peace but a sword. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, these things that we do, you understand the truth. Everybody ain't going to be on the same page with that. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's going to put a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law. A mother against her daughter, you know, a father against a son. When those things happen, it's going to cause that separation. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, we even talked about lion spirits and things mm-hmm. like that where Yah said, I'll send a lion spirit to mm-hmm. him. You don't think Yah sent a lying spirit to a Christian? Make sure your phone's on mute. He'll send a lying spirit to a Christian if a Christian don't want to line up with the truth. That's why my mindset is so kingdom oriented. You know, and I use these for an example. You know, one of the things that they always hold over the sincere believer's head. The sincere believer's head, we're always told just to tell the truth. But then yet, the very thing that upholds that truth for us to tell, turn around and deceive us. They don't play by the same standard. So neither do I. Wisdom now said, I'm going to be just as shrewd as you are. Mr. Insurance Company, I'll give you an example. Mr. Insurance Company, you rip off people for generations, but then you tell me to be honest with you as far as not ripping you off. You're not my brother. I don't owe you no honesty. I'm just going to walk in truth. Because your honesty is to your advantage. Your honesty is not bottom line kingdom truth. Your honesty is based upon trying to figure out how to rip me off by not fixing my roof. So I'm going to be shrewd enough and only give you what you need to hear. How old is that roof? How old does it need to be for you to fix it? Well, we don't fix the roof if it already had pre-damage to it. Well, we don't know if we had pre-damage or not. Whether I saw it or not, I ain't going to tell you. Because you're not being honest. You're not showing up as an insurance company to be just and to do what's fair. You're showing up with the gross intent of trying to talk me out of getting a new roof because you lack it when I'm paying you all these years. But when I need to file on it, then you're going to come over here and try to figure out how not to give me the money. So I'm going to be shrewd. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. Well, I just want to be honest. And, you know, Lord just don't want me lying. And stuff. Now, I ain't going to lie, but I ain't going to tell you everything either. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. That's hard for some people to understand because their mindset is you want to look at wickedness and try to operate wickedness according to how you're supposed to operate. You got to be shrewd just like it is. The scripture said be wise as a serpent. Why? Why would the scripture tell us to be wise as a serpent? What is the wisdom of a serpent? He's cunning. Harmless as a dove. I ain't trying to hurt nobody, but at the same time, I'm learning how to deal with some folks that I know ain't operating in righteousness. So that's where I am now. And I'm gonna sit back and watch y'all now. And if all the things that I said be true, then let signs and wonders follow it. If things that I said be false, then let signs and wonders follow that too. Because when we sincerely seek truth, then we're not concerned about our own demise. I say this all the time. If I ain't doing right, I want God to take me out.
What?
I say if I ain't doing right, I. That's a fact. If I ain't doing right, I'll be like, okay, God, take me out of here. If I'm sitting up and leading people wrong and all this, man, get me out of the way. Let me go back under the rock I came out from under. Because one of the most disappointing things to me is to stand before God and to hear him say, you led people astray. I mean, shoot, I was wanting to be straight, not back then. You let me act a fool for all these years and then now you straighten me out on Judgment Day? No, straighten me out right here. Straighten me out right here. I'm ready to be straightened out right here. But the bottom line is I want to please him. That's the bottom line. And I believe that when we all as teachers of this book, I believe when we all sincerely want to please him, then we all start taking precautions about what we teach. I won't teach it if I'm not sure. Like, okay, y'all, you got to help me with this. I ain't quite getting this now. That's a writing that I've been, he's been preparing me to do for, since Sunday. He's been preparing me to do it. And I already know what it's about in general. I don't mind saying it. One of the things that he's going to... use me to uncover, lack of a better way to put it, is Christians have the tendency to conceal, specifically leaders, have the tendency to conceal their sicknesses and illnesses, diseases, or whatever. And it's because we're on a power trip. And we, because I like to include myself in that, it keeps me balanced. We don't share our stories. We don't share our stories and allow people to be able to relate to what we've gone through and give them the strength to say, well, you know what? Shoot, man, the preacher came out of this. I can believe y'all to come out of this too. Because nobody ever gets the testimony about the preachers who going through. Nobody ever hear the testimony about the preacher sick. He hides his sickness. And he dies of cancer or whatever. And nobody even know what he died of. Go ahead.
Well, that's because of the false doctrine out there that, you know, all these messages that, you know, God ain't with you if you get sick.
Or, there you go.
You know, all this other stuff. And so they'll teach that and then get sick.
And then have to conceal it. That's exactly what takes place. That's exactly what takes place. Y'all, so I'm going to use you to write. I'm going to use you to write about it. And just share your story and encourage people enough to know that, okay, It don't matter. You can be teaching the truth and you still can go through some things.
I mean, because a lot of times it boils down to purpose. I mean, it's just like when Jesus was healing the man on the side of the pool, and he said, you know, who sin made this nigga like this? Was it his sin or was it his parents' sin? Jesus liked neither.
There was a lunatic. They say the same thing about the lunatic boy. Why is he like this? Is his father, his mother sin? He said, no, but that the will of Yah may be fulfilled. So we leaders are sitting here hiding our sicknesses, and you got church folks sitting out in the audience thinking they messed up because they sick and the preacher looking well and he just left the hospital.
Here's the
bubbles. I was sick for a whole year. You tell folks about it. I tell people all the time, yeah, man, I was sick for a whole year. I didn't know what was going on. Couldn't breathe. That's why when folks experiencing COVID, they'd be like, man, I can't breathe. I said, I know exactly what you're talking about when you can't breathe. I know how I feel. I was that way for a year. One of the worst feelings you can feel. But y'all can bring you out. When he bring you out, you stand in that truth and you be a testimony. Don't get over no corner and get hot, man, and be scared. People need to know that God can deliver you from COVID. All of you who went through it and came out. But instead, we just as scared as the next brother. He delivered you and you still scared? What use are you? He performed a miracle in your life and you won't cry out about it. Shame, shame, shame. So that's it. That's all I gotta say. I'm done. It's time, and y'all had us to talk about this lesson for a reason. I understand that it's not my, not necessarily my frustration, but it's his. And when we're in tune with him, we feel what he feel. Y'all are saying I'm ready for my people to walk in my word. And let me back them up.
Spanish.
Because it's going to get crazier and crazier out there. But know who you are while you out there. You drive up and down the road and somebody acting stupid, know who you are. Okay. All right. That's all I have. I'll read it again. Mark 16, verse 17. These signs, miracles, shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. We should do that. They shall speak with new tongues. We should do that. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And, and just understand the bottom line of this. Although he gave things that we would be able to do because we believe, then he's letting us know that signs should be following us. People should know that you belong to Yah, that we belong to Yah. They should know. It's time for people to know. Expect some miracles now. Expect some wonders. Expect some judgment. Expect these things. Don't sit around and hope for it no more. Expect signs to follow you. So I'm living in truth. I'm teaching truth. All these things are here. I expect some things to happen. You don't have to wait 2 years from now. And I'm not saying, as I close, I'm not saying that that now we walk around here expecting. How can I put this? Don't get caught up into the trap of expecting signs for specific things, because now you're trying to consume stuff on your lust. Look at it from this perspective. Know that because you walk in truth, signs, wonders, and judgments, all these things are going to take place. And you let Yah determine what that is. Don't start trying to fill out your list now. Okay. Just know and believe that signs and wonders follow you, and allow Yah to bring those things to pass. I ain't looking for nothing specific. When I say I'm expecting signs, wonders, and miracles, I'm not looking for anything specific. I'm just saying, Yah, I make expectation because I believe. Thus, you're gonna bag up the word that we understand and we stand on. How the way you want to do it. It may be protecting from a plane crash, protecting from a wreck. Anything is a sign wonder. I'm saying, Yah, you manifest the signs and wonders based upon the fact that we are activating this word if we're teaching truth. Then that way there's no limitations. We're not being disappointed because we're looking for specific miracles. No, just say, I expect some things to take place. And when it takes place, you'll recognize it. Just believe and allow Yah to work however he want to work. Be the vessel whereby which he uses to bring about everything he desires. Not what you desire. Don't desire a miracle for what you desire. Desire a miracle for what he desires. Desire a sign for what he desires. Desire a judgment for what he desires. Because if we're not careful, we're going to be selfish from understanding this. Y'all seeing it? You're hearing this now. Let the sign, wonder, miracle, judgment, all those wonderful words, let all those be what he want to manifest in our lives because we believe. We stand on the word. Now everything we do going to be right. Or everything that manifests is going to be right. And just let us be in a position enough to recognize it. The best type of gifts are surprises. If I know you got me some cookies coming, I'd be excited about it. Boy, but let you come in here with some cookies and I wouldn't expect enough. I'm just saying that to kind of give you some mental picture of what I'm talking about. I was expecting a gift, but man, you come up in here with those cookies. I wasn't expecting cookies. I was expecting a gift, but man, you know, cookies is something I can. And I'm not saying for somebody to make some cookies because I don't eat sweets. I don't eat sweets like that no more. You know, I used to eat a whole bunch of cookies. Now I don't eat sweets that much. It's like after I was sick for that while, I don't have a big craving for sweet stuff now. Still not got a pie here and there, though, but it's not like I used to. I used to teach that it was a sin to invite me to your house to eat without dessert. Now I'd be like, nah, you okay. You know. My prayer is that y'all understand this the way that it's intended. And have confidence and know that there are some things going to take place around me. I don't know what it is, but they're going to be like gifts to me. And I'm going to recognize them and know that Yah is bagging up the fact that I am a part of something that's walking in divine truth. All of you are going to experience it in one fashion or another. Just like people on the plane, they benefited. Like Lana used the example, people in the neighborhood benefited. People that have connections to you in one facet or another are going to benefit from you believing. And it'll cause them to believe. All right. Okay. I'm done. Any questions, comments? We good. All right. Father Yah, we bless you. And as we end, we believe that the petition that we've stated to you in reference to truth is what you deem to be the time frame to decree it and to petition you for it. We believe that it is what you put in us to desire and to talk about because it's what you want to do. And we line up with it and we seek you for wisdom and truth to the highest degree. We don't want to deviate from your word one jot or one tittle. We want to be in perfect harmony with how you see the scriptures in their entirety. Bless us to be able to do that, and allow your signs and wonders to follow us as we do. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen.